Hi guys, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. We promised you a part two, and I got Michael L. back here. You know, we really have to be cognizant that the transhumanism agenda is real. It's been around a long time, and it's coming to the surface. And Michael's here to help us navigate through it and make sure that they don't succeed. So thanks for joining me again, Michael, as always.
Thank you.
You are always a breath of fresh air when it comes to truth and true science. So let's do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we've got to get into some subjects that, you know, a lot of people are it's new for a lot of people. They're not really, you know, sure where we're going, but we need to have everything on the table so we understand what we're up against.
Right.
So my job and what I've been doing, as you guys know, is I've been digging in as much as I can, presenting it as best I can in a simple way. You know, some of the science is hard to grasp. There's a couple topics that I've been working on, for example. Man, I'm going to have to reach out for help because it's some of the stuff even I can't get my head around.
Right.
But what's good about yesterday is I knew a lot about this. Some of it I had seen. So what I tried to do is bring it to the forefront about, hey, this is what we know we can do. Right. So let's dig into that. Make sure I can share. Let's dive in head first into this next subject.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go.
All right. Thank you. All right, let me know. Ready?
Here we go.
Wait for it. Don't read that one. You'll ruin the surprise. All right. So one of the other things that I've been noticing, I've been kind of watching what these posts are. And one of the areas is I watch a lot what the Navy does in their postings, what NASA's been doing. And I do that because I want to see what they're telling us, because that's a gauge of what's to come, right? Yeah. We've seen this 100 times and everything else that we do. So I want to show you a couple of interesting slides. I'm going to start with this one. You see that, Mel?
Yep.
All right. So what this is there's a couple of databases. And what I've been seeing is there's a huge increase over the last couple of years in terms of UFO sightings. Now, what does that mean? So I want to show you here. So in 2015, 16, 17, and 18, we're right about 300. Now, this is per month, Mel. But I want to show you. You see how this graph starts going up? 2019, 2020, we're seeing more. And obviously, this year, we're seeing a huge amount, right? This is per month. Now, the other thing that I want to stress here is in 2021, there's 4 months that are missing.
Wow.
Let me turn that off. So the reason I want to bring this one up here is 4 months are missing. And what's interesting is, so December, obviously, they haven't finished it. And all of these numbers, by the way, are vetted. So when this group looks into this, they actually look at this to make sure that, you know, some nutcase wasn't on crack. Right. But so 4 months are missing. But the 4 months are the ones that have the highest reporting in them, which these did not. So what I expect here in this one is I expected this to be much higher. And I think if we had those missing months, it would be way higher, because December, ironically, December and I think it's September have the highest every year for the year. Oh, wow. I don't know why, you know, so yeah, it's kind of interesting. So the reason I bring this up is I want to show everybody what this is, but more importantly, I want to show you what the government's been doing. So I want to show you a series of articles that have been coming out.
Okay, great.
October 2021, at a UAV event, moderator, former U.S. Senator and NASA administrator raised more than a few eyebrows when they're talking about, hey, we've been getting a bunch of these visits from outer space. Okay. So then he stated that I've talked to pilots that they see these, but here's the interesting part. His concern is that these objects could be terrestrial enemies, seeming to terrify him more than the thought of visitors from other worlds. So basically what he's starting to create is this narrative is, oh my God, you know, these things are coming in from outer space and we think that they're a threat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another article that came out, the USS Connecticut during some movement around China was struck by an underwater object of unknown nature in the south see on October 18th. So I think what you can see here is kind of a pattern that I'm going to show you. And then what's interesting is this group here, this MUFON. I don't know if you can see that. Let me highlight it real quick. So this is a group that looks at the statements of when people looking at spaceships, we'll call them, right? So what's interesting though is this group, when you look at the board of directors, it's kind of interesting because this group, a lot of them are involved in either NASA or other government contracts. So, but the other thing was that was kind of interesting is one of the companies of this group is an expert in water recon, and also ship recovery. So I want to point that out. I'm going to pause for a minute and see if you have any questions yet.
Nope. This is all new territory to me. But I do know for sure, not just in America, all over the world, there are more and more and more articles in all of the papers, the reputable papers, I consider, about all of this stuff. So something is going on. We can't just dismiss it. And don't forget, all the Hollywood movies we've watched over 30 years are kind of preparing us for what they know and we don't. So this is all really important.
Yeah. And what's really important too, Mel, is I see two things going on, and I'm going to kind of go into a little bit of detail in this. But what I'm seeing here in the narrative from our government is, oh my God, we're getting this invasion and we're really in trouble and we think that these things are the enemy. So they're starting to create this narrative. And I think the reason that they're creating this narrative is something's happening on the other end. And I think what's happening is, you remember back in the 50s, we talked about all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I think what's happening is some of these species have approached our governments. They've used this information to, you know, make our country better, but then also they're taking all of the good technology and they're using it for themselves. And the American people aren't privy to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can we move on? Are you good?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. So what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing that a lot of this stuff is starting to come in. And this group here, these guys here, are three of the people of this MUFON group that we talked about up here, right?
Right, yeah.
So I want to point a couple things out here really quick. They are supposed to be doing the UFOs and they're reporting them, investigating them. But when you look at the number of sightings that they're investigating, I'm going to go back up here real quick if I can, Mel.
Sure.
They're a fraction of this database. I mean, they're saying, hey, we looked at 20 UFO sightings last month, for example. And as you can see, last month was way more than that. So I don't know if they're being selective in what they're doing or if they're, you know, what they're truly looking at here, but they're not really looking at this in terms of the scale that they should be.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing it with everything is skewed by what they want to tell us and not the truth. So this is not a surprise.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. When I start to see this, I see a narrative that they're starting to create. And then, so I want to show you a couple more things. We'll move on and then we'll talk about what.
And do you feel that because of that you've been now for 3 years diligently going through the data that's real, the science data, everything that you found with the COVID and all of that, and realizing how skewed everything is, that it informs you in looking at this now?
This area and a couple of the things that we're going to be talking about in the next few days, I've known about this and I've researched this. The problem too, Mel, is there's been more information on these topics in the last year and a half in compared to all the years since 1950 combined. So there's this huge trend upward, Mel, on this information, but a lot of this stuff, I was really like Roswell. Man, as a kid, I dug into that like a crazy man.
Now, I believe Donald Trump passed something about releasing information. So that's probably why also is he loosened some of the grip of the people that don't want people to know about this that was holding a lot of the data back. That's what I
said. He did. And there was a deadline in terms of his executive order that the CIA and the government was to release information. The problem is a lot of the information that they sent, like especially the CIA. So those knuckleheads, what they do is they redacted like 98% of it. So just like everything else, right? You're trying to read like three words and then three words. But I can tell you what, I've got a database of FBI and CIA information on this that they've released. So I've kind of gone through this and I'm going to share a couple now. But this is interesting because there's two things that I that NASA's done, and they've made a post on this, as well as the Navy. This one is kind of funny, but it's not funny. But this is interesting because there's also one that NASA hired like 25 Catholic priests to discuss the topic of extraterrestrials. It's kind of funny now. All of a sudden, this stuff is coming out, Mel, right?
Yeah.
So let's dig down a little bit deeper because I want to talk about, we need to also talk about there's two different subjects here that they're breaching. One is interdimensional beings and the other one are intergalactic beings, right? So what, so the interdimensional ones are ones that are already here, but we can't see and can utilize moving back and forth between dimensions. Does that make sense? Did I explain that correctly?
Well, when you say dimensions, you mean space and time? What do you mean by that?
Space and time. And this, and that's a great question. Let me tell you something. The actual process and the science behind this is really difficult to grasp. And the reason is our science has been designed to limit us to understand this. So what we're trying to do now, a lot of us, as well as a lot of physicists now, we brought them in, is try to understand the math behind this, Mel. And I'm going to try to explain it a little bit in a minute, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So you say, okay, my God, Mike, where are we going with this? What do you mean interdimensional, intergalactic? So basically what happens is you've got alternate dimensions that we can't see with the human eye. We talked about this a million times. We see a 1% of what's really out there.
Right.
So an intergalactic obviously is coming from outside of our atmosphere or galaxy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this and say, oh my God, Mike, where are you going? So here's an interesting article that one of the many ones that have been coming out of Antarctica, and we're going to do a whole new show on this.
I know it. It's unbelievable. And Antarctica, like I'm telling everyone, is not just mentioned here. All over the world, there are endless, in the last year and a half, articles mentioning things in Antarctica. And then people just, the minute you bring up Antarctica, they dismiss it. But something is going on there, and it's way bigger and been going on a long time.
Yeah, and for some reason, too, which is kind of interesting, a lot of this research that they're now trying to kind of trickle out to us, right, the drip method, they're all scientists from Antarctica, different countries. So there's this, I think my thought here is there's a lot going on in there. And then back in the 50s, this was like a frenzy and feeding ground of new technology. So this is interesting though. So I want to talk about a number of scientists in Antarctica. We're doing an experiment. They weren't looking for this, Mel, but they studied the ice in the atmosphere in an odd vortex form above them. So they're saying this is an interdimensional vortex that appeared. So, you know, the funny part is, hey, we just realized that this is there. So, and by the way, we found it by accident. So let me show you the next one here, if I can jump into this a little bit. Here's a declassified FBI document, and it talks about beings from other dimensions already exist. So this is 1947.
Wow.
So, yeah. So what's interesting about this is back in the 50s and the 60s, the FBI was investigating the majority of these, not the CIA. Right. So then the CIA says, hey, listen, guys, you guys deal with this stuff. We'll take over. And then as soon as that happened, everything disappeared.
Right? Exactly.
So this is an FBI document that was sent out. And I've got the whole article on this. But part of the so here's what they're saying. This is basically an interaction that they documented. Part of the this disc was carrying a crew. So the FBI in the 40s. Late 40s in the 50s, they were investigating all these UFO sightings. Okay. So there's a huge database of all of these things. There was so many. I'm like, I didn't put them in here, but this one is very interesting because it's exactly what we're talking about. So part of the discs were carrying entities, right? Others, other discs were being remote control. Remember we talked about these AI and these remote control ones with no entities on them. So mm-hmm. remember that? We talked about that like 6 months ago.
Yeah. So kind of reminds me of Men in Black.
Yeah. Because that was the FBI
in that movie.
Men in Black show up in a lot of these ones, especially these dimensional beings that are here in the United States. So, and we'll talk about that. But so the mission, their mission here was peaceful. The visitors completed settling on this plane. They're not Earth people. So they're saying they're not humans, but from their own world. Okay. So then they say they do not come from a planet outside of our solar system, basically is what they're saying. What they're saying is they do not come from any kind of planet as we use this word. So this is where you're asked your question. And I've really been digging in to try to understand what this means. But there's a lot of stuff coming out on this. And I'll show everybody in a little bit. A YouTuber that talks about these things and people can listen on their own and tell me, you know, what they think. So, okay. So what he's saying is the body of the visitor's craft also automatically materialize and entering a vibrational rate of this. So this goes into Mel. So basically what they're saying is they're not from another planet. They're from another dimension within our world. So we've talked about a little bit. We've kind of skirted around this, Mel, where you talk about in one occupied space. So for example, the room that I'm in, mm-hmm. there's multiple dimensions within the same space.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because you like your original slide, you have to look at it from not from what you know, but what might be possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And now our science is catching up to this, by the way, and I'm going to show you some of the latest research that's coming out. But so basically what they're saying is these things, they're coming from another dimension. And what's interesting is these portals, these entities can create these portals and go into these dimensions back and forth at will, right? So the government, when they were starting to understand this, they started doing research projects all over the world, trying to figure out how they're doing this and try to understand this, which, by the way, as you'll see, is they've figured it out. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say something about that last article that you have up there. The one above.
This one?
Date on that is December 22nd, 2021. I don't know if everyone's aware, but Klaus Schwab and the head of the EU, Legrand, I think is her name, both wrote on Twitters that they were going to Antarctica for some kind of meeting along with John Kerry. So this is real stuff. And anyone can look that up, that they were just there. And the World Economic Forum, as I've been pointing out for 3 years, is the front of whoever is trying to get the Great Reset and cull the herd. So that's interesting because they were just there around the time that this is written.
You're spot on and on this, because this last month and a half, these articles are coming out at an exponential rate. So I think what's happening is, I don't think the concept of a spaceship coming in from outer space is going to land and all of this stuff is going to be divulged to us. I think that they're within our dimension already and they're just going to come that way, which is interesting because if you think about the concept of it, let's say that our space program is up to speed to be able to defend Earth, right? If that would be true, these things wouldn't be coming from outside and kind of landing in, you know, based on being able to go at light speed and long distances. Right. I think what that is really going to happen is these dimensional beings here are going to materialize. And there's evidence, by the way, there's been evidence of this for the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah. And I believe Russia just said that they now have a missile that can defy all of this light speed and sound and all everything that we've been told you can't break the barrier. Russia's already talking about that they already have. And that they could hit another place really fast. It doesn't have anything to do with what we understand of light and sound and time.
Yeah, and you're actually 100% correct. And actually, I don't know if I have it in this one or the next one, is Russia's ahead of us originally on this game. So
because we've been distracted by our own color revolution, and they don't want us. They don't want us to have this technology. But good for you. So keep going.
Yeah, and what's also interesting there is there's a couple times where while we were trying to figure this thing out, they had already found some of these crafts. A lot of them had been either buried or were underwater,
right?
And they recovered them and were utilizing that technology. So this was also a technology race on this thing. And I understand, and I want to pause. I understand the idea that there's certain things that the government needs to keep private with regards to technology, but the reason I'm pushing this now is there's a lot of this technology that could have been for the better of humanity, specifically in my area, in terms of technology that can help cure cancer, right? And all of these illnesses that we and everybody here listens to you as well as myself, we've watched people die because of these illnesses. And as you know, what made me so angry was the fact that this technology existed, and here I've been running around all dumb and happy thinking I'm really making a difference, and this stuff had been hidden from us.
Right.
This stuff, guys, this article that I'm showing you is one of hundreds of these things. This one in particular got my attention because it's talking about other dimensions when they're materializing, and this was aligned, Mel, with some of my research in some other topics. That's why this is kind of interesting that all of a sudden my red flag goes up. I think this is going to be a false flag.
Cool. Let's debunk it before it happens, so people don't lose their minds.
Exactly. And the other thing that I think they're doing is, hey, we told you all about this. You know, all of this stuff is new. We just learned this yesterday. Where I'm showing you guys this interdimensional, and you guys, you know, to show you I'm not crazy. Look, this stuff was already here. Right. So they're talking. This is an interesting one. I'm going to pause if people want to. And I apologize. This is the best version of this document I could find so people can look at. I'm going to blow it up.
Well, this is when people just had typewriters. So that's the best it's going to get.
And let me tell you something too. What's funny is some of this stuff isn't redacted in the FBI. If this was a CIA document,
right,
numbers 1 through 8 would have probably been completely blacked out, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good information in these FBI documents regarding their interaction with these beings. And the ones that are materializing, the other thing is we need to be prepared to be able to first understand that what's happening here, Mel. But the other thing that is these beings understand this dementia. And then also, remember we've been talking about the pineal gland and being able to all the power. That thing is a very powerful tool that we've had that they've been keeping down to us, because that, by the way, hammering down on that pineal gland, Mel, that keeps us from seeing these entities. Even if they're next to us, we wouldn't know it. You could literally have one of these entities right next to you. You can't see it with your eyes, so you don't know that they're there.
Yeah. I know people hate me interrupting you, but I have to.
Go ahead.
Again, it's my show. No, I just want to ask you something, because I always wondered about it, and I did look into it. And remember Valiant Thor that Eisenhower claimed to have met with? You know, and you see pictures and all of that. There's also a picture of Donald Trump that I have on my desktop at home that is of him with a whole bunch of people and a giant man and you know, walking. It couldn't have been faked. So, you know, this is possible that not only is this real, but that they've been, that we've been hidden, but that they've been working to get, like, that they know that they're, because that Valiant Thor, I mean, he was there. He spoke. People talked to him. Eisenhower was telling everyone then it was over and it was conspiracy theory. But like the last 3 years are playing out, everything that you and I have said, and me with all the UN and New World Order and bloodlines, it's all real. None of it's conspiracy theory. And this is probably isn't either.
No, you know, that's why we're bringing this forward now. Let's bring this information out, let people kind of hash through a little bit, try to figure this out. For a lot of people, there's no such thing. This is a conspiracy theory, right? But as we've been digging and we're starting to better understand what our government and all these things are coming through, is most of the stuff that was conspiracy theory have been coming through. Look at, let's go into your realm for a minute, Mel. So here. Election. Oh, there's no fraud. You Trumpers, you know, there's something wrong with you. Oh, there's none of this. Oh, the COVID is a very serious situation. We're all going to die. Yeah. Every single thing that has been said or talked about has been 100% accurate. Right. So what I'm saying now, guys, is this isn't just this weird bunch of guys with the tin hats coming on. This stuff is real. And let me tell you something. This is way more real than people realize, and our government was involved. And this, they're trading technology here, Mel. And what's interesting is, so they've created a tunnel that they can do this communication with them, and they've been trading technology here. There's a number of articles out there. I'll show people to look at it. They can find the information on their own. But let's keep moving. So
go ahead.
I just want, let's establish the fact that this is true.
Right.
Okay. And let's move on.
Great.
And I know this is kind of a sensitive topic, and a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but we need to, because there's some warning flags that really worry me that's coming up soon. Okay. So here's where it's, and I found it, a couple of articles. I had to figure out, what does this dimension mean? Because these dimensional beings in this dimension is also impacting some of the research I've been doing on, like, med beds and some of the other stuff. Okay.
Right.
So here's, this is aligned with, remember we talked about pyramids and sacred geometries?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found more over the last month. And so the interdimensional movement of energy is based on sacred geometries. It's moving interdimensionally. So what he's saying is, you've got these other dimensions. Let's say we're three, okay? And let's say an entity is a second dimension, which we have them roaming around the United States, and I'll show you in a minute. But so we got two, three, and four. And these entities just show up whenever they want by the knowledge of this energy and how it works. Now, the reason I bring this up is, and we're going to show you that we now can see this, but the reason that this is important is, if these entities, let's say they had an ulterior motive and they wanted to attack the United States or an individual, right? Mm-hmm. Because we can't, because our pineal gland has been so smashed over the last 100 some years, we can't see these or know that these exist, right? So it puts us at a huge tactical disadvantage.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So now, energy is some way of shifting from and shifting into these different structures. So because we can't see them, but they can move back and forth between these dimensions, is basically their mind, even if they're a second dimensional being and not as advanced as us, they know this better than we do. So the problem is a huge disadvantage. And I want to go back to something that we talked about, and I've mentioned to you on several occasions, is, remember I talked about all these parks, people disappearing? Remember we talked about
that? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This plays a huge role in that. This part that we're talking about. Now, so let's move on. How are we doing? Okay. So these geometric forms are called sacred because they operate and obey the defined principles and aspects of upholding the divine law. So the divine law are the laws of the universe and the laws of that God's put down. Hey, these are the rules. And one of the most important ones, you know, as you know, is you cannot interfere with an individual's free will. What their spirit wants to learn, don't mess with it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the grays are messing with it every day.
Right.
Knuckleheads. So, all right. So I want to talk about the science behind this.
Oh, good.
This.
Okay.
So I wanted to kind of talk about some of the science and what the government's been doing on us. So new 4D light spectrums reveal, as technology advances, isn't it interesting that technology changes? We begin to see spectrums of light, such as 4D or fourth dimension. So here he's talking about, they call this the astral plane, but really what it is it's the fourth dimension. Also now we're starting to see that even pictures, if you're looking at it now with this new spectrum of light, they can actually see things that we don't know that are there, but they are, Mel. Right. So So what's important here is this spectrum now is they're now not visible to the human eyes before. The only reason we know that this exists is this light spectrum. So this is a new technology, and there's more than one, and I'll show you in a minute. So we have heard that scientists describe human beings can only see a fraction of the total light spectrum. Like I said, it's about 1%, maybe 2%. As technology improves, we'll be able to look at this. But I put a little note here. So when you see these little greens, these are my thoughts now. So this is where the poisoning of our water and chemtrails, this is where remember we talked about cleaning our water. Let's distill our water moving forward, guys. Clean our pineal gland. Through the chemtrails is blocking this, the vaccine. By the way, I'm going to show you that the vaccine, we're talking about these hard chemicals, it's for a different reason. And I know, I'm going to show you why.
Wow, great.
And also these pharmaceuticals. So I'm kind of looking at something outside of where they're saying, oh, they're poisoning us with these vaccines. They're doing other things. There's also another motive here. And I think I may have found one here. So the pharmaceuticals, right. So they're designed to lower our frequency and poisoning our pineal gland by everybody raising their frequency. And but what that does, though, as we raise our frequency up beyond this third dimension and move to the fourth dimension with higher frequency and clean pineal gland, Mel, we can see the fourth dimension.
Does that, what you're talking about right there, does that also include what they're doing with GMOs, with seeds and food being made in labs instead of by nature? All the stuff that they're robbing us, you know, their whole thing at Glasgow was to steal all of our nature and resources and then make us buy them from them, even though they're on planet Earth and their nature. Is that also included in the hijacking of nature and manipulating of it?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that it could be. I've not found any data that I don't want to say supports that but I'm not sure that that's what that method is. I think there's also something with regards to this cloning and hybridization that it may, though, Mel, because if you look at this and what we didn't know, you know, go back to yesterday where I said, hey, the FDA's known about this cloning crap for all this, you know, for 2 decades. Right. So it may be just like everything else that we're learning, that they've systematically been modifying this stuff to lower our frequency. Right. This is, by the way, when you interrupt me, this is why. So now that's something that after today, when you're done, I'll probably go and look into this and I'll probably send you an email later today. I'm like, oh yeah, I found something that's really cool. So
yeah, because the mass manipulation of nature and what God intended from our immune system all the way through natural things growing from the ground, such as hemp or whatever else, or actual seeds now not being able to be used until they go through Monsanto and Bill Gates. This all has to be related because that's how they do everything. It's a long-term game. So we might not see evidence of it, but I wonder if there's a part of that that's also being used to keep us down and keep us our frequency low and our ability to really raise our potential given by God to stop that. Who knows?
Absolutely. You know, that's a great thought. You know, when you look at what the long-term game is, the problem is everything that we talk about and that you talk about with some of your other people that are on your shows, right? All of this stuff always cross paths, right? They all end up in the same group of people, all of this stuff. And so this is no different. So I'm going to look into that for you. That's a great, great question.
Let's keep going on this path. I like it.
All right. So, I have some data I want to go to. I'm going to skip this slide because I want to talk about something else really quick.
Okay.
Have you heard of Project Bluebeam?
Yeah, but maybe everyone else have it, but I've read about it a lot. But tell people what it is because it's important.
All right. So Project Bluebeam was, and there's actually, by the way, there's actually three similar to Project Bluebeam. They didn't call it green or red though. So, but I want to talk about this really quick. So, this was a guy who was born in 1947. He ran across some documents, and basically what he wrote a book on this. He published this book called Project Bluebeam. And what this was is a collaboration between NASA and the United Nations, by the way, you know, your favorite people, one of your top three. You know,
the Fourth Reich and their space agency. Don't forget, Wernher von Braun was a giant Nazi and a big scientist and came here and started NASA. So everyone's always got to keep in mind that NASA, CIA, UN, all them, they are not really, we people are not their priority.
No. And I think what you're going to see is a dismantling of them I'd also like to see the FBI completely.
We all would. Stamped out too. It gets to a point where it's too dirty to clean up. But yeah. I think we're seeing that coming in 2022. But let's hope for the best. But let's stick on this because I see the new age religion, and you know I'm into the loosest trust. So go for it.
Yeah. And so basically what this one's doing is it's basically to try to implement the new age religion and a new order. Right. Nice. So there was a series of things that they wanted to do. And basically Antichrist is at the head of this thing. There's four stages within the Project Bluebeam that they were going to do. And the reason this is relevant too, by the way, is step four needed a 5G and a quantum computer for them to accomplish what they wanted. So let's keep going.
And look at that right there. Technology to simulate the second coming of Christ. They've been planning this a very long time, the one world government, new world order, UN, and all the minions above them. Because again, it's not the UN, it's not the World Economic Forum, it's a group of above them that are really, like you're saying, they might, that is really, and that's who's planned all of this. It seems very advanced, but people don't know who they are for a reason. And that's who Trump talks about, is the invisible empire, invisible enemy, is the people above all these agencies that pretend to be we the people, and they're not. Right.
Yeah. And he went out publicly in that in one of his speeches, and he actually talked exactly what you're saying. So this isn't like this conspiracy theory, guys. So I wanted to look into this because, and originally I was really on the fence. You see that it's down a little bit. I wasn't originally going to talk about this, but some of the things that have been going on recently kind of shed some light that this may be still one of their options for a red flag. So that's why we're going to talk about it here.
Right, right.
So four steps to the project, and it was a series of things that were going to come down here. So I know this is a really, really busy one. I didn't really break it down, but I wanted to go into a couple.
No, this is happening right now, guys. This is what they're working on right now, and it includes the Vatican, the Swiss, the World Economic Forum, the UN, NASA. So go for it, because I keep telling people this is part of their plan, and it's replacing, but they don't need humans. That's
right.
The point.
So let's listen to what the stages are. Stage one is they want to create massive earthquakes and create that there's something going on with the world. Stage one, right? Then go to stage two. He writes that they will use sophisticated technology to beam 3D holographic images of prophets like Jesus, Muhammad, Krishna, and Buddha. And these images will be broadcasted and people will see it simultaneously. But then also this goes back into, by the way, when you go into stage four, Mel, this goes into MK Ultra and what we were talking about yesterday, that you kind of brought me right into what I was going to talk about today. So great job there for interrupting me. One for you.
Thank you so much.
One for you. Right.
I can't help it because I'm so interested in all this stuff. And when we talk, it's like a conversation. I'm not an interviewer. I'm not Larry King. I'm having a conversation with a friend here.
Yeah. And when we talk outside of this, she interrupts me too, guys.
I do.
It's okay. Right. Because when you get somebody, two people that are aligned and they want to talk, you get a whole lot level of synergy, right? When you're going through this.
Yeah.
So let's dig through this because I want to talk about a couple of these beings here, guys. So three of the Project Bluebeam, he writes that they will use invisible waves technology right here, guys. And I apologize, I didn't. So invisible waves technology via telepathic platform to access people's minds. And so you say, how do you do that? How are you going to put thoughts into the brain? So they're starting to lead you down this little path here.
Right.
It's basically the concept here, guys, within the four steps. You see these images. So now you're like, oh my God. And then your mind questions, is this true? You know, is this right? You know, I'm not sure I believe this. So then what they do is they go to the next step where they're going to start putting this in, broadcasting this stuff to everybody. And by the way, I think a lot of the UFO sightings that you're seeing, there's a couple of ones in particular that was very interesting where every person that they interview said the exact same thing. There was no distortion of their perception. Now, the reason I bring that up is every person, based on their perception, will see something differently, even if it's the same event. If you and I watched a spacecraft come in and land or materialize in front of us and an entity comes out, your description of it, Mel, and Rob's description of, I think Rob would pass out, but.
Yeah, but I've been looking at all of this, so not me. I think it's all right.
Right.
I've been warning people, but they say it out loud. If somebody, they say this stuff.
They do now. They do. They do. But my point here is, on this one in particular, is if somebody interviewed you and then somebody interviewed me, our description of that would be different, right?
Right.
Based on your perceptions on what you see and what I see and what I know, right? So basically, when we talk to somebody and we're describing it, it would be different. There'd be variances in it, although the actual subject matter would be consistent. But there's some of these where they'll interview 20 people and they say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So that's
well,
not
they're
consistent.
Implanting it into their brains. You know, it's funny. We have to at some point have one with me, you, and Kathy O'Brien, because she'll tell you right now. She was an original MK Ultra experiment, basically, for 30 years. And, you know, she got deprogrammed by one of the programmers. But she talks about what you're talking about here, which is they did it with her through phones, where there would just be a like, you know, and it would just click up. But it was the same thing. And through implanting thoughts in her brain that she thought were her own. She can explain it. It's crazy, because after she unraveled it, then she learned about it. But this is what they're doing, and they're doing it on a mass scale now. And I keep warning people, they want to get rid of God and everything to create a one world religion, or else their plan won't work. And even the burning down of Notre Dame, something happened there. Weird things, a lot of things at the Vatican are going on that people aren't paying attention to. And a lot of it is about this. And this is really serious stuff, because a lot of people, look at how many people are following blindly the COVID narrative, still getting tests that we know are false positive just to keep it going.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and willingly going and standing in line with no symptoms. And this is what we're dealing with. This is very scary stuff, because I told you, Glasgow, one thing that wasn't reported was a former head of AI from Google saying that the whole goal for the next 2030 agenda 2030, sustainability for them, not humans, was to replace all God and religion with a benevolent AI, which is exactly what this slide is talking about.
Exactly. And there's more to that being able to transmit thoughts into individuals. But by the way, there's another experiment I have in here that I can touch base.
Keep going. I'm loving this.
All right. So the other experiment, that's exactly what they were doing, is they were getting like homeless people and a bunch of people, they were bringing them to this facility, and they were doing exactly what you're talking about. And it's not MK Ultra; it's a separate program. Now, the reason
MK Ultra supposedly ended after they all testified, but we know it didn't. It went under a different name to like Cheyenne Mountain or somewhere.
Right, but the Poor point teacher. I'm making now is they were doing other things, the same thing as MK Ultra, in other test locations. So the reason I say that is so. Back in this 47, 1950 era, they are learning things that we don't know. And by the way, I've got some CIA and FBI documents where they're talking about mind control and the idea of human consciousness, where they had figured this stuff out in the 50s.
I know. So it's mind blowing.
The MK Ultra, that was a second phase of the original one, where they started abducting people and starting to work on this stuff back then. Hey, is this really true, what we're learning from these beings? And there's documents to support this, guys. I've got them all. They're in here.
Because it's all the same people, I want to say this, Michael. I wonder what you think. Because it's all the same people, and we see the Soros, color revolutions, NGOs that go into all these countries. Like, I'm looking at, this is totally off this topic, but I'm looking into what's going on geopolitically in Ethiopia. And I believe we've been lied to for the last 30 years about Ethiopia going back to We Are the World, that's not what's been going on there, and that there's a lot going on there. But you and I have talked many times about using South American prisoners, and I'm sure prisoners in the Middle East and in Africa and places where they don't think they'll get caught, to do a lot of this. There has been so much experimentation, and the scary part is that these people are living amongst us and we don't even know it, and they're mind controlled already. That's what I think. When I look at all the pictures of the Antifa, I don't care what anyone says. I also know about the CPS disappearances and all of that. It just seems to me that this is way, like you're saying, there's multiple programs for multiple purposes, but some of these people, when they speak, especially like the Antifa and other people, it appears that they're programmed, whether they are or aren't, I don't know. But if you look at their mugshots and everything, and then hear what they say or what they say in court, it does seem that these aren't individual thinkers. That's just my take on that.
Well, look at what we said yesterday. So if you take a clone of an individual, And you let the clone run around and you put the other person in a cage, right? Like the one guy was saying, oh, you know, I see Britney Spears in a cage and these are all clones. But think about this from what we were talking about even yesterday, where if you have this mind control and manipulation ability, you could let that clone run around and they'll do everything that you say.
Right.
Now, if they start getting, if they start kind of thinking on their own, what do? They replace them with a new one. So that there's a lot of truth to that. So
wow. Okay, keep going because, back to you.
Let's just keep going because there's some things I want to get to because I want people to understand this. So here's a couple things I want to talk about. And I put these out of order because this I thought was amusing. Now, the reason I don't, let me clarify, this guy's death isn't amusing, but as usual, the things around his death are not any different than what
weird. So this guy that put this info out was another Arkanside, in my opinion. That's what I call them when it's a government suicide or death that doesn't make sense. So he's dead too.
Yeah. So look at, so here's an interesting piece of this. So he mysteriously died all of a sudden of a heart attack the day after he was arrested and jailed for releasing this information.
Oh my God, get out. Wow. Everyone needs to look up this guy. He was onto something.
Yeah. So here's the other thing is, but here's the other interesting thing about this. The authorities took custody of his children, who he was homeschooling these kids prior to the death. So what happens is not only did they execute this guy, but then they took his children. So they took his children. And my theory is they took his children because it's very likely they knew a lot of what was going on here. And if he was homeschooling, he was probably preparing them to take his place.
Right.
Right.
Oh so my God.
They took his children.
I'm just so sick of this. There are so many. They took his children. And you know what? The Clintons, it's during the Clinton years, the Clintons really monetized and manipulated foster care and CPS.
Yeah.
So those children, who knows? But that something really horrible happened during the Clinton years with CPS and foster care. And this is not a shock. But if they took the kids, who knows what happened to them?
Yeah.
Awful.
This is no different than what we see with any of this. And I'll tell you the other thing is
hundreds of scientists.
And when scientists come out, they say, oh, I was in Area 51 or I saw this. These guys all die the same way.
I know.
Or they commit suicide or they do the Clinton method, which is the suicide. But suicide I think what to me,
shooting yourself really in the back of your head.
Yeah. And what really kind of stood out to me is to show how thorough these individuals are in a sad way and what they're truly capable of. They took his damn children after they killed him. And
to probably mind control them and deprogram whatever they were learning from their father so that they could never share it or worse. That's the worst part.
Right.
CPS was so disgustingly manipulated and during the Clintons and it's gotten worse since. So God, I pray that whatever happened to those kids, that they're okay.
Very sad. So let's regress for a minute. Let's go back to the third stage because you mentioned this yesterday. Third step deals with telepathic electronic two-way communication via ELF, extra low frequency. ELF is actually a program. And then they have VLF, so VLF. I think, I don't know, your listeners can come up with how we're going to pronounce that moving forward, but it's very low frequency and LF, which is low frequency. The reason this is important is I'm going to show you a scientific discovery here in a little bit. I know I want to keep us focused.
No, go ahead. We can keep going. This is really important because I believe this is happening right now.
Right. Well, not only is this happening, but there was a series of articles that have been coming out of Antarctica and this ELF system, has crossed my path three or four times in the reading. So I know that there's more to this than just a conspiracy because some of the research that I've been running across, I keep running into this ELF.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something here. And then I wanna point this out here too. So these rays then can interface and interweave in the natural thinking process to form what we call artificial talk in your head, guys, right?
Maybe that's what's happening at MSNBC and CNN.
Good Lord. All right. So then I want to mention the fourth step, because there's evidence that it's existing already. Fourth step involves a universal supernatural manifestation using these electronic means that we mentioned above. Now, the reason I want to mention that is these there's proof that this has been happening already. And each individual situation, you look at it and go, okay, wow, that's pretty interesting. But you wouldn't give it a second thought. But you put it all in the same bucket, it starts to kind of make sense. So I want to talk about a couple of things. So this guy wrote this article, and I apologize, I don't have the, sometimes I read something and I copy and paste into a Word document, and then I throw it in here. So I don't have it, so I apologize to everyone. But he started looking back this in 2019, all of a sudden 39 earthquakes started rocking the earth in just two ways. Now, this was evidence of supporting the stage of two, right,
mm-hmm.
Mel? Mm-hmm. We've been seeing earthquakes exponentially in the last 4 years, right?
Yep.
In this last year and 2020 and into 2021, we've seen more of them than all the other years combined.
Right.
Okay.
And I looked up first of all, they reignited HAARP in
yes.
when Joe Biden came in. But then also all these people that say it's a conspiracy theory that they can manipulate weather, that there's all this stuff. There's plenty of information online that this has been going on forever. They absolutely do know how to do this. And a lot of these, I believe an earthquake hit CERN last week. I was wondering if they got to the portal. But no, this is they can do this. They can do tornadoes. After the multiple tornadoes last week, all you have to do is go to the Chinese sites. The Chinese know how to manipulate weather, tornadoes, earthquakes, windstorms, snows. This is very advanced stuff, this weather manipulation. And then, people come out, that's a big tinfoil hat thing. Remember, they went after Marjorie Taylor Greene and other people, but this absolutely, they have this technology. It's on the HAARP website.
Absolutely do. Look at the snowstorm down in Texas.
Right.
Right. And out of nowhere. But the interesting thing about that one, by the way, is there's a bunch of people that were taking that snow and putting flame on it and wasn't melting. It's really kind of weird, but those all disappeared. But let's keep moving, because we got to dig down. So this guy started talking about this individual, this guy here, that's the guy.
George.
I'm not going to pronounce George, that.
That's
that
but anyway. Marmoro.
Right. So this dude started talking about this. So he goes, guys, there's something up on this Project Bluebeam, right? So he also told the watcher. So I said, okay, let me look at that interview. I'm going to go in and try to find it. And there was a video of the interview. It's gone. So right. It's a lot of the stuff when I look at this stuff and try to validate, especially the ones that were a couple of years ago, all the stuff is gone. But I want to move on, because this is interesting. In one of the programs in the interview, something else was said. They have programmed these types of nanotechnology and this ELF programming, but there's a few things that need to happen. They call it psychological particles, i.e. nanoparticles, smart dust, and graphene oxide. So based on the studies of the anatomy and the biology of the human body, they need these things here to make these things manifest, and then also to help use this ELF on the human body. So why is that significant? Because we've talked about this for 18 months, everyone. So
who was just found guilty? Lieber, Dr. Lieber. What was his thing? Okay. Nanotechnology, nanoparticles, graphene oxide. He was working with Gates and Fauci and the Wuhan lab and Epstein and all of that. Just found guilty based on his stuff into this, exactly what you're talking about. That's what his specialty was.
Absolutely. So the reason I say that, and we talked about it at the beginning of this show, is there's more to what's in these vaccines in terms of what they're intended for. People say, oh, you got this goo and you got all this other stuff. And I looked into a lot of it. And a lot of it, we have to be careful not to start running down rabbit holes. Because the other thing is let's remember, they're throwing a lot of things at us to distract us from the big picture. So we also have to kind of pause once in a while, step back and look. And I do this a lot because there's just so much going on. It's like your brain goes like this and goes crazy, right? But what's important is let's stay focused on what's going on. So let's move on, because this was important and it plays an important role in what we're going to talk about later. So here's something interesting.
Oh, God.
I know, guys, this is a lot.
No, this is what I believe is going on.
Yeah. So let's look at a couple indications that that this may be possible. And I got to tell you something also, just so everyone knows, if I would have read any of this stuff and researched this 18 months ago, the way I would interpret it would have been completely different. I'm like, oh God, here we go with those nutcases, right?
I know.
These nutcases were right.
Right.
So let's look at this. So this over the provenance in China, a few days later, over a second project, a city in the sky appeared. And you're thinking, oh God, really? That's a picture of the image that was in the sky. You see that?
Yeah.
So
these will make people crazy.
What's that?
Yeah, don't forget, they wanted us locked down for years. So imagine we were all locked down and they're putting this stuff out there. People they'll go crazy. They'll go absolutely nuts.
Right. So this gets worse. Sorry, guys.
No, it's important. Right, exactly.
So here's an interesting one. And normally, as you know, I don't like to put down people's information, but this individual posted this thing. This was back in 2012. This is a video of an image that was in the sky. Now, I want to pause here for a minute, too, because you mentioned South America.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So look, these are more recent ones. By the way, these here were sent to an individual in the group that I work with.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, so these are happening. And I want to pause for a minute, too, because Peru, and there's a lot going on in South America. And remember, you mentioned Ethiopia. And I've been saying Ethiopia for a while because there's other stuff than outside of what you're seeing.
Yeah.
But Peru seems to be another interesting area for some reason. I don't know why. It could be that there's a lot going on down there, and Peru's information is just starting to bleed out. But
also on South that America, a lot of information is coming out about Chinese being very already embedded in South America, and we never hear about that. That's only new news. So we got to take a look at that too. There's not no reason,
Right? And then another thing to keep in mind too, Mel, is what I'm showing you and what we're seeing. This isn't just happening in our country. I'm just pulling that information out. I'll tell you, a lot of the things that I've been learning is happening in these other countries. And I'll tell you, the translation services now that you come on, when you go in and say, I need a translation, this is happening all over the world. Right. I've got people that are sending me these types of images in different parts of the world. And I mean, all over the world, except for Antarctica, of course, right? But so look, this is happening all over the place. And this is an interesting one here, because you see these lights coming down?
Yeah.
This is happening all over the world. And there's these videos, the one I showed you here, I have hundreds of these from around the world. I've seen hundreds of these. So I want to pause on this one, because I'm not so sure that this is part of that program. I think there's something else going on here. And I think it has to do with both energy and the vortexes. And I think the magnetic resonance of the earth is shifting. And I think that this is a result of that. I don't think this is part of that program, but I wanted to throw this in here because people go on YouTube and you can find these videos everywhere, all over the place. This one, by the way, caused an accident.
Wow.
if you watch this video.
Oh, he hit the guy in front of him.
There's a couple guys over here that were probably videotaping the same thing, and then they hit these cars in front of them. So if anyone wants to see those, I'll share a link. A couple of them are kind of funny. So, and I'll show you one in particular. So as you can see, these are happening all over. And this was an interesting one. This one has happened. In this video, by the way, this video has happened four times.
2017. Right.
This one just happened about 3 weeks ago. And what's interesting is the guy that was videotaping it, again, a car accident, by the way, but I'm sorry, car accidents aren't funny, but the way it happened was
funny. No. It's so, just that the people are freaking out. They can't, you know, right. It's just showing that it's not just the car, the picture that we have. It's all the people that are there seeing the same thing, thinking, oh my God. And that's what you're, that's what's interesting.
Absolutely. So here was what they came out with. And I put this article down here because this was interesting. It shows this, this was saying, oh no, guys, you misunderstood this. This is one of Elon Musk's space programs that he was shooting up into space for one of his satellites and his research, right? Look at the trajectory of this thing. The other thing is if you look at the one that was just done, put up a couple of weeks ago, this thing was going sideways. It wasn't going up, so there's no way it was a launch of a satellite because the thing was going sideways, for Christ's sake. So anyway, so you got to kind of look at this objectively when you see these guys. Don't say, oh, this is weird, this is a conspiracy. Just kind of step back and look and say, is there some truth to this? So let's go on. So this is an interesting one, article that was sent to me, and basically it was saying this is how – they're going to be able to accomplish what we're seeing here. And I'm gonna also be honest with everybody here. I have to really kind of dig into this to make sure I truly understand how this is going. I probably won't because I have too many other things that are just a higher priority. But this is an article that was put out and saying if they were to do a three-dimensional image for everybody to see, this is how they do this. And this, by the way, is this individual that put this report out said, hey, by the way, this was starting back in 2010. So my point there is that this technology has been going on for a while here. And so then another article that was sent to me said something very interesting. In order for this technology to have at a wide scale, 5G is required as the backbone and quantum computers. So in order to do this, and the reason 5G is coming into play is when we're talking about this elf and the all the other elves that we have. And they're not Santa elves, guys. So what I'm saying is in order for them to accomplish this, they need a quantum computer that can do 5G because the sound waves that they're going to use is a technology that we're just learning. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Ben Fulford's been talking about it the whole time, that this is something to do with 5G, with this mind control and all of this. Yeah. And other people have talked about it, and then they're dismissed as conspiracy theorists. But just the other day, some of the airline bigwigs had to come out and say they're nervous that the 5G is going to totally screw up air traffic control and all of this. So people are starting to say, like, are we sure? But like I said, when I was in Frisco, Texas, and you brought it up yesterday, there's 5G towers everywhere, including on the water towers. I mean, it's really, I don't know what's going on, but it does not seem that it's for the good of humanity.
No, this 5G is going to accomplish a lot of things in terms of surveillance and other things. But I also think that these and the other thing that's kind of interesting too, Mel, is the number of satellites that have been going up into our atmosphere in this last year and in 2020 was exponentially higher than it's ever been. And so part of that is say, oh, we need these for 5G. I don't think so. I think they're using them for other means. You just mentioned one. I think surveillance is a big piece of this. Yeah. They'll know where everyone is at every time. But also think about this. If you've got 5G in there and you have this other technology like Alpha and other things, you can control the masses, especially the masses that are staying at third dimension frequency. Right. Yeah. So there's a lot more to this. And guys, or, and I'm not supposed to say guys anymore. Everyone.
You can say guys. I say it too.
Thank you. It's your show. Your show and I'm co-host. Yes. I'm co-host.
Yeah, so I can exactly. Say you are co-host. So you can say whatever you want.
If you look at this, so this 5G's got some other motives. And I want to talk on this briefly. I don't want to dig into this too much because I didn't see a lot of evidence, but I'm not going to throw it out the window completely, is the Montauk Project. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, yes, I am. And I know somebody who was involved that came to me. It was similar. It's pretty crazy. And people still don't believe this happened. There was a whole movie and a whole TV show about it, but nobody believes that that's real.
Okay, so you're familiar with this. Oh, great. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to kind of go over some highlights on this. And so the fact that you validated this a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's real. Some
credence to it. So I'll spend actually a couple of minutes on this. And by the way, I'll look into this a little bit deeper for everyone. Okay.
It's so unbelievable. And that this happened so long ago and people still dismiss it and it's real and it's scary. Here you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. And but how it's dismissed is the same thing that all these other conspiracy theories, right?
Right. Thanks to the CIA who invented the conspiracy theory for anyone that didn't accept the Warren Report as real. Then you're that's where it started. CIA, they're good at manipulating narratives. Go ahead.
Yeah, and by the way, then there would be a bunch of stuff on Facebook saying that you are a conspiracy theorist.
I am. Okay?
So you're
a
bad
person. I'm a conspiracy factist.
Yeah, you're bad for the country. So let's dig into this a little bit. I'm glad that you're familiar with this. I was kind of on the edge whether or not I was even include this. And by the way, I stopped my research on this because I was like, this gets deep and I don't think people are going to be ready. So
I had a sister of somebody who claims her brother was involved and I looked her up and everything, and I find her to be incredibly legit. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk to you about it off camera, but start here. Let's tell people what this is because it's really important, I think.
Yeah. So, and I'd be interested in talking to these people. What's interesting, Mel, is when you talk to them, you're looking at it from one perspective, right?
Yeah.
When I hear, for example, these interviews or when people are talking to things, I'm looking at it from a scientific perspective. Like even Jacobs, I listened to a couple of his interviews recently, and he said a couple of things that I was like, wait a minute, that kind of crossed my path. That guy crosses my path dozens of times in my research.
I know, I'm seeing him tonight. So we got to get him and you together because you're coming up with stuff that he also has, and it'd be good to see where you guys meet in the middle so we can find out the truth and separate fact from fiction. I think we really need to pull that off ASAP. I see all this stuff coming and people got to open their eyes. I know it's a little far-fetched, but like your original slide that you always put up, it doesn't matter if you don't believe it. It doesn't mean it's not real and it's not happening and we're not in danger to a certain extent because of who's behind it. You always say all of this technology, if used for good, is one thing. Yeah. If used for evil, which is who has control of it now, we got to we got to know what's going on and turn the tide. It's up to us. So go ahead.
And I want to mention something too on that real quick too, Mel. The important piece of this thing is, so when I'm meeting with some of my other groups and we're doing a Skype, there's a bunch of us on there. We've already gotten to this point. We already are saying, okay, if this is true, how can we use it to our advantage?
Right.
So the reason I say that is once other people and more people get up and raise the consciousness of the awareness of this stuff, we'll find more. So I just want to say, once people get up to speed on this, I can dig into this much deeper. Some of these other things, I know more, and I think we can talk about them when everybody's ready. So let's go, because we got two things we got to get done here today. And I know we've been on a long time. So let's go ahead.
We got 15 more minutes, and then we got another show tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So this facility was expanded in many ways, 12 levels down and several hundred workers. So this thing started to build up. And here's a couple of things I want to highlight to everybody. Homeless people were abducted and subject to huge amounts of electromagnetic radiation, and few of them survived. They were looking at their psychic abilities. And then they started doing experiments and connected into teleportation and a portal in time. Now, the reason is space-time, time-space, and we talked about this with regards to the portal. This is extremely complicated. I'm having a hard time putting my head on this stuff. But think about this. If you know the science behind it already, this would not be a difficult one for a scientist to start toying with, right?
Right.
So I just want to mention that. And I didn't highlight a lot here, guys, and there's a lot to it. Please do your own homework on it. Look into it. Come up with your own thoughts and ideas. But a couple things here, what's kind of interesting is it starts going into some areas that we've talked about as well. And by the way, interdimensional portals is exactly one of the areas that they were looking at. So at about August 12th, 1983, the first time travel project of Camp Hero interlocked in hyperspace with the original Rainbow Project back in 1943.
Right on.
So I don't want to get into this yet.
This is what that woman was talking about to me.
Yeah. So the idea of time travel is complicated. But when you talk about time travel, I think people now are starting to realize that time isn't a linear thing. Time doesn't exist in reality with regards to what goes on as you look at multiple dimensions. So this is hard. I don't want to get into it. It's kind of complicated. But what's interesting here, though, is they were talking about time travel, right? And there's a bunch of evidence of other experiments that were going on. The one in New Jersey is an example. But the other thing that was kind of interesting is supposedly they were working on creating a portal, and they opened up a portal, and this huge beast comes out of this portal from a different dimension, starts tearing this place to holy hell. They killed this thing, but there
was a movie about it. I can't remember the movie. Yeah, there was a movie about it. I can't remember which one, but anyone that's watching that knows about this will know. And people, you know, this is crazy, but I'm telling you, the whole Montauk thing, I totally give it credence. I think it matters, and I think it happened.
I'm glad you hear that, too.
I'm not sure, but it's very scary. Because look at how it says, like, this is what I know from two, three people I've talked to that went through mind control by the government. They underwent excruciating periods of physical and mental torture to break their minds so they could be reprogrammed. That's a big part. And don't forget, like Kathy always says, some of these things like the JFK assassination or 9/11 or even what we just went through, they're trauma-based exercises that are traumatizing people to the point where they can be reprogrammed. You know,
I'm glad you mentioned that too, because this by the way, this project is new to me.
So, oh wow, yeah, it's crazy.
But I only ran across it because I was doing some work in something else, and I ran across this, and so I'm glad that you put credence to this, because there's some interesting things in here, and I just put a bunch of stuff on here because I was going to go through it, but I'm glad you did that, because that is going to be very interesting. So let me, okay. No, this is tomorrow. Let's move on for a minute. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to go back for a minute. I'm sorry. Bear with me, people.
No problem.
Bear with me, guys.
You can see that.
Another thing that's kind of interesting before I get into this slide. So guys, don't read ahead, pretend the slide isn't here, but, What's interesting is there's a lot of videos that have been coming up recently where people have been sending this, where they'll see, like, you see, like, they see this demon running across the street or something.
Right, I've been seeing it too.
They're all over the place. And everybody says, is there some value to this? Is there some value to this? And you and I have talked about this a couple times before. And I think as we're raising our higher level of frequency, I think the fact is that we're starting to see things that we didn't see before. And also with the increased technology that we're using in these cameras and other things, we're seeing things that, by the way, like if you look at some of these camera ones where the human, there's people walking around, they didn't see it. And then all of a sudden, when you look at it from a video, you do see it. So what I'm saying is there may be some credence to this, but more importantly, I think that when we're seeing these unidentified species in water and different things, and I've seen a lot of this stuff, but, and I will tell you, by the way, there is some truth to this because I've experienced it. But the reason I want to bring that up is if these portals are coming through, and let's say these dimensional beings are running around, we just don't see them, then all of a sudden, now you start thinking about, people were talking about ghosts and spirits and that they see, it could be these other dimensions that we're now just starting to see. So I want to put that in here, and I'm going to send everybody to a YouTuber that does something that I think that there is interesting. So let's talk about some common trends that I've as I've been looking at and listening to and reading a lot of this stuff, I found some common denominators in some of these different conspiracies that have been labeled. Is that okay? Can I mention these?
Yeah,
now?
Go ahead.
Are we good?
Yeah, great.
All right, so common traits of these interdimensional beings. Now, interdimensional beings, guys, these things are running around, and we know a bunch of these things exist. And so since I've got 10 minutes, I want to spend this, and I want to talk about a web bird that I want to send you to. So these interdimensional beings have mastered the idea of portals within these dimensions. These things can open and close these things at will. And a lot of times people say, oh, this thing just disappeared in front of me. It didn't disappear in front of you. What happened was they moved back into either two or four, and they'd gone. They're there. You just can't see them, but they're in a different dimension. So that's kind of interesting. But these things mastered this. And what's interesting is there's these two-dimensional beings that have mastered these portals that are running around in our forests right now. And people say, oh, this thing just disappeared. Or they're tracking these things, and all of a sudden, the footprints stop.
Right?
And there's hundreds of these examples. And so what's interesting is, so this is a common denominator in all of those cases. So here's why this is important to us as humans, and why I'm bringing this out is these things can manipulate the human mind. Now, why is this important? I'm going to jump to three, and then I want to talk about this. Can put the feeling of terror in an individual, even the toughest soldiers that we have. If you listen to some of these interviews, and they say that they have this feeling of terror that overcomes them and it makes them completely immobilized. Now, why is this important? The reason this is important is if these individuals, even at a two-dimensional, have the ability to do this to the human mind because our pineal gland is so weak, and it's been weak for reasons, right? With the chemtrails, and I keep pushing this, but there's a reason for that. Think about this in battle and go back to Jaco and some of these other individuals. Right. They're not just taking soldiers that they're going after these entities because they can't. They can't just send a group of Marines who are the toughest on the planet, right, in our third dimensional world. If you got a second dimensional being that is inferior and intellectual, but they're superior in this dimensional concept, they can simply put the feeling of terror in a soldier, and all of a sudden, or start to do, let's say, mind control. Right. If they've already mastered this, we're in trouble, guys.
Meanwhile, the current regime, the foreign controlled regime running our country and our apparently running our country in the Pentagon, are purging the strongest, the bravest, the most fierce soldiers on purpose. And getting rid of all the ones that won't take the vaccine, all the ones that are pro-Trump. Now that we have these three retired generals writing that they should purge all Judeo-Christian soldiers. There's a reason that they're weakening our military, and our toughest soldiers won't even exist if they keep going, which they won't, because I believe that this will come to an end. But that's part of why they're doing it, is because they don't want anyone that will be able to fight anything, let alone something like this.
Absolutely. And the reason that I'm pushing this narrative now is something's coming, and all of my communication in a lot of these different areas, something's coming, and it's something quick. I think early next year. We don't do timelines, right? We don't do timelines on the Mel Show, but this thing's brewing, and this thing's brewing in terms of some type of, I think a false flag is one of the first ones. So we need to understand this so we can recognize it as a false flag, step back and say, okay, let's look at this. But then also, I think that these dimensional beings also have a plan. And I don't think it's invasion. I don't think it's that. I think they're going to come forward to communicate with us and say, hey, by the way, I've been walking around with next to you all these years. You just didn't know it. I think something's coming. So listen to this carefully. Go back and listen to it again. And I'm going to send you to a couple of places to do some homework. Okay.
Okay, great.
Now, another interesting point is a lot of these entities do not normally engage. Now, I'm talking about the general. Let's talk about the 90%. Okay, Mel? Mm-hmm. These do not engage with humans. They don't want to have anything to do with them. But they can still manipulate them. And I'm going to give you some specific examples here. And we're not doing, oh my God, oh my God. So I got 7 minutes to get to it. I promise.
Go ahead.
But also something that I've noticed with this, and some of the things that I've seen, is there's more than one version of this. And my example will be this. If you look at the human being, and let's say you're coming in from these different dimensions, you're watching us because we're like a zoo to them. Right. And they're looking at us and say, well, what? Okay. But what they see is they see multiple versions of humans, right? You have the Russians, you have the Indians from India, and you have all of these different versions of us, and all of them are different. Some countries, they're very peaceful. They don't want to engage. Then you have other ones that they're extremely aggressive. You know, for example, if our government seems to be attacking and hunting these things down.
Right.
There's evidence of that. And I'm going to show you the evidence of that. So my point is there's more than one versions of these as well. And the reason is as I've been doing my research and listening to interviews in different areas on this, what's really interesting is there's also bad versions of these things, but generally they don't want to have anything to do with us. And sometimes you see them or they engage with you and they're like, they're done. But I'll give you a perfect example, Mel. If you've heard of the Bigfoot, right? Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Sure. Okay,
so I've been tracking this thing for this idea for years. But what's interesting about them is they do this mind control stuff. They don't want to have anything to do with us. They never, one of these things can wipe out a town. They're amazing, and they're strengthening the ability to move between these dimensions. Now, the other thing about it's interesting is the reason you don't see all these photos on it, if they're an interdimensional being, they're already superior. They would know when there's any type of camera or activity.
Right.
So that this is true. And I'll send you somewhere that'll give you this evidence. But the reason I say that is the majority of these things, they don't want to have anything to do with us. And a lot of them hate us, but they never engage with us. And so I found that very interesting. And I think it goes back to the golden rule. There's some type of treaty or a golden rule that they can't interact with us. These things, when you listen to interviews of these things, there's thousands of them. These things are 9-10 feet tall with 4-foot broad shoulders, right?
So they've been talking about them since biblical times.
Biblical times. And they're all over the world.
We've done a whole show on all the different things. So why it's just like everything else. Why would it no longer exist?
If you've done a show on that, I missed it, but I'll tell you
what. No, you did. You did with me. Remember we talked about the Anunnaki and all this stuff and Egypt and all of that?
I got more. I got more, Mel. I've got more. And I'm going to send people to someone to listen to this guy. But anyway, my point is, this isn't the only one. Now, we need to be aware of this, because if these things pop in and out, we need to be able to recognize what's going on in terms of first safety. But then also, if these entities want to engage or have any type of communication, every one of these entities, and I didn't put this on here, every entity outside of the human race, it's all telepathic. Go back and listen to any interview with the Greys or any of this stuff. And remember, 90% of it's fake. So you have to kind of weed through this. This is what I found that's common in all of them. But what's really interesting is they all communicate telepathically. They don't sit and say, hey, I'm Bob, right? So if that's true,
hey,
we need to get our pineal gland up to a certain level. And it's not just for our safety, but to protect us.
Right.
Okay. So I want to, let's jump ahead. Bigfoot is a big one. And the reason I say that is these beings, there's thousands of interviews, and they all say, oh, it's a conspiracy. You're seeing, you saw a bear. And what's interesting is how much time do we got? Oh, I got 3 minutes. All right. So let me send you to, I'm being conscious of time. I want you guys to go on YouTube and look up this guy. Okay, Mel, can I?
Yeah, got it, of course. That? Oh, yeah.
All right, so let me tell you about this guy. So this guy is a hunting guide. So this guy, what he does is high-profile people hire this guy in Canada to go hunting for elk or different things. Now, I'm not a hunter, but I respect his trade. So this guy, what he'll do is he'll put cameras up, he'll go to an area, and he'll sometimes watch elk or different things that he's going to hunt, right? He'll watch them sometimes for years. So he's got these videos, and he treps back into areas where he knows a particular area and everything that goes on. Well, this guy evidently had an interaction with this Bigfoot, and it wasn't a pleasant one, right?
Wow.
So, but what's interesting is so this guy did a show on it, and basically, so he does a hunting show. He shows people how to hunt, be superior hunters, which is awesome. But the other thing that's interesting is, so this guy knows how to hunt different species. And this guy, when you look at some of his videos, and I'm not a hunter, but I ran across this guy on accident. And on accident, this guy then started talking about this Bigfoot thing. And then a bunch of people started sending him emails. So what this guy does is every day he gets on, he shows you a remote area. And so I'm a huge fisherman, and he always does it with lakes behind him, which is distracting, because I'm thinking, okay, I want to, I want to go and fish in those areas. But what he does is thousands and thousands of people send him letters about their interactions with these beasts or others. He only focuses on the Bigfoot, but he reads letters that people write to him. These are government officials. These are rangers that they've now been told don't say anything.
Right.
But this is kind of let's use a liberal term. This is a little safe house for them to come and talk about these things. But what's interesting is I ran across this guy on accident one day, and it fascinated me. So I started reading. So I've been listening to this guy for about 18 months. And after all my research, I'm tired. I just want to relax sometimes. And when I relax, I listen to something like this.
Right.
And so anyway, this guy starts reading, and all he does is read these letters, and he says, hey, thank you for your information. You know, this is very common to what we see. And these, so everybody got this?
Yeah.
Right? All right. So after listening to him and listening to my own research, that's what I've come out of this.
Right.
Okay. It's not just this dimensional being, it's others, but the Bigfoot one is easy to discuss because we know that they exist. Well, I do, but the government said, oh no, they don't exist. They don't exist. And the government cover up in this area is well, nobody would be surprised based on what we've been seeing. Right. But what's really
just call Stephen Greer and ask him about yeah. government cover ups and what they do to
right.
people.
Right. And this one, you know, I don't know what the motives are in terms of maybe they just don't want people. These beings, by the way, are two-dimensional beings. I don't want to use the word inferior, but they're not at our intellectual level. But they've mastered these dimensions. These things disappear right in front of people. So what I want people to do is go and just listen to it. Don't go in objectively and just listen to it for like a week or so.
Right.
And listen to the comment where these people are all over the world are writing to this guy. And what I really respect about it is he says, you know, he doesn't pass judgment. He simply reads verbatim what's been sent to him.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want people to kind of, there we are. I want people to kind of just listen objectively. And then after a while, we'll kind of go into a little bit more detail on some of the interaction. Yeah. The other thing I want people to look up is Mount St. Helens. During Mount St. Helens and the eruption, there was a series of government forces that went in because some of these Bigfoot entities got caught in that, whether they were appearing and they didn't know or whatever, and a bunch of these things died. So
they probably got their remains and started going to town like usual. And we don't know
what they did is they were capturing them. They were put under a tarp. And actually there's some military individuals that have come back and said, but well, here's kind of an interesting one. One guy, when in this interview, he said, oh, by the way, some of these Bigfoots are walking next to soldiers. And they're going in and finding these entities. If they were injured, they were helping them. And if they were dead, they were putting them in a pile. And I think, you know, we don't know what happened to them, but originally, if I heard that, I'm like, oh, God, here we go, right? But based on everything else that I've been hearing and listening to, there's some credence to that. So I want people to look that up, too. Go to Mount St. Helens. There's a bunch of videos and research on that. And I think it's useful for us to do it. And on a final note, because I know we're
running out of time. You're fine. This stuff is really important. People don't want to believe it. They don't want to think it. I already can hear my mom calling and saying, that was a little over my head, Melody.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, no, I have to say this stuff, I believe that it's connected to what's going on every level right now. This is a long game and they've been ahead of it the whole time. Like you said, you always say this all started in Nazi Germany, if not before. And we are 50 years behind in our knowledge of what they know. And they are not peaceful to we. So,
no.
And they're getting there. And I'm telling you, people still, they have to, I'm still questioning, Michael. It's so hard to say it out loud, but what I believe the injection is about is connected to what that you're talking about, in my opinion, and mind control and nanoparticles and control of the species and AI and all of this. It's all connected. Everything you're explaining, I think is super important for people to grasp, get, and know. It's not conspiracy theory. You got to protect yourselves. It's them against us, no matter what you want to think. And them are about 3,000 people and their minions. And a lot of these created, I believe that they've been mind controlling masses and that they have all kinds of foot soldiers out there that are all programmed and can be manipulated, like you're saying, through mass mind control, through frequency and all of that. And they've been experimenting on humans all over the world, but right in front of our faces without us knowing. And I just think people really have to pay attention. Plus, I think you keep saying that this is very important because of a false flag that's been planned.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to drop the UFO alien false flag in September, but I wasn't saying anything because I don't say dates, but I was watching what the talk and all of that. And, you know, I still, regardless that I don't, and it's a fake Telegram channel, the Mel K show, the channel that people go to, but they share a lot of stuff from Fox News. But I will tell you, Tucker's not an idiot. He's been talking about it and pointing fingers at what's going on here? What does our government know? What aren't they telling us? And other people, right. They're doing it because they want to help us get through this and not be fooled. Right. And not be fooled by, because you're doing this to say, here's what the facts are, as opposed to what they're going to throw at us. And that if you start seeing things in the sky or hearing things that it may stop and think, is this real or am I being manipulated? Very important. If you know that you're being manipulated, you can't be manipulated.
Yeah, that's an important. I want to mention. Can I mention a personal experience?
Yeah, take your time. We've already gotten this far. Anyone that's watching probably still is watching.
We're knee deep. All right, so I want to share an experience that I had one time when we were taking some samples, and so we were with this group, and they said, okay, we're going to go to this particular location, and we're going to need to take some samples. But he said something very interesting, and at the time, I just thought it was kind of a whack thing. He said, if something happens to me, it's very important you go back exactly the way we came within. So follow your footsteps to go back. So this guy was saying this, and I thought, what the hell does that mean? Right. I'm like, we're just in this location, and there's nothing really odd or anything. It was like not like we're in a firefight or anything like that. But what was interesting is, facts about how to hunt, the guy I was telling you about, he was reading a letter one time. And this is how, like you just mentioned to me, I'm going to look up some stuff that you just brought to me, right? But anyway, I'm just kind of listening to him like I normally do. And sometimes I'm playing my video game or something silly, right, to relax.
Right.
And the guy says, it's always important to go back exactly the way you came. And it brought back this memory from back when I was in my late 20s. Of something. So the reason I say that is, guys, just listen to what they say. And it kind of, for me, it kind of is also bringing back some of these other pieces to the puzzle that I didn't quite find out where they fit. So what you're saying is 100% accurate. I think that we need to bring this out. I was mostly worried about the false flag.
Right.
That's the thing
I still think it's coming. I really do.
I do.
And I think you're probably right, because you got in touch with me and you said they're going to use this stuff, and enough people have been injected. We still don't know and anything, but but like we said, the reason we do these shows, regardless of, you know, what's going to be said, A, mostly, yeah, most of the things we said that were once conspiracy theory are now facts. And B, if people are informed that they're being manipulated, they won't be able to be manipulated. That's the same thing about, you can't mess with free will. As naive and as people don't know what's been going on and deny it, or it's conspiracy theory and it's fact, they're in danger. If you know what's out there and what's possible, and that evil people that hate humanity and want to get rid of most of us have the control of this technology you're exposing here, you're a lot more likely to look at something rationally and use logic and critical thinking, because that's exactly what these people don't want. Is us to use facts, logic, and critical thinking. And you are here to say, these are facts. You can look them up yourself. Do not be fooled again. Okay. We just got conned for 2.5 years into almost the destruction of the entire free will middle class on the planet. We can't let it happen again. They're not giving up until they're done. And they're close to done. I assure you that 2022 will be an epic year for truth, justice, God, and country, but they're not done. And this is the next step. And I'm telling you, I think 5G is included in this whole mess, in my opinion.
The big question we need to ask ourselves on this subject today is, one of the questions, you know, I'm always the question guy, is why now? Why now are they pushing this narrative really hard? My opinion on this, Mel, is they're doing this because they know something's coming. And they're trying to, just like they always do, they're trying to get ahead of a story. Right. And so this pushing of this information, oh, we got dimensional beings, we got this, I think first and foremost, they know something's coming. Now, we, you and I don't know, we can speculate a timeline, but they're pushing this narrative really hard right now. And I think it's for a reason. I think it's a combination of Project Bluebeam is one thing. Where they're
right, gonna, me too. Maybe one. Everyone needs to go look at Project Bluebeam. It's really important. I believe that's what's playing out right now. I
was stunned. I was stunned when I dug into that. It's consistent, but not just that portion of it. I think they're trying to get ahead of the fact that I think we are going to be contacted. And they want a narrative. They want to create a war environment or something. And I think it's important for us to be rational. Like you said, I love that comment, because let's sit back, look at it, be rational. Before we start doing some stupid things, you know, let's look at this from an educated perspective.
Yeah.
Period. Right.
And not to be. There's also this movie that came out that I don't think anyone saw, and accidentally Rob found it. It was called The Day the Earth Stood Still with Jennifer Connelly, who I love and wish would come back, but she's probably not in the cult, and Keanu and a bunch of people. But it was about the aliens weren't invading, but the way that the humans reacted when they came set off
a series
of events. And that's again, just like Close Encounters. It's just whatever, whether it's real or simulated by them. We got to know all the facts and have a, you know, rational, critical thinking, logical, whatever. Either it's going to be fake or it's going to be real, but something's coming on that realm. And they've been preparing us for it for years. And, you know, there's no fear if you are informed and you, there's nothing we can do about what's coming ahead. 2022 is going to be an explosive year, I'm telling you, on many, many levels. But I believe it's going to be a year of truth and ultimately justice in a lot of these realms, including the hidden technology and what you're talking about today. And you know what? People with closed minds, like we've always said, there's going to be a percentage of people. We're in a war, first of all, and there's going to be a percentage of people that will reject anything, you know, that we always say. It's easier to con somebody than to convince them they've been conned. Well, the informed people that are open-minded and think of this and then do their own research after they watch the show will be, their eyes will not be able to be, they, once you see this stuff, you can't not see it.
You can't.
Right.
And that's what you've been really good at, is trying to open people's minds. You know, I stick to the science of this, but you have to remember also, guys, what we consider kind of magic or, folklore or myths. Really what that is a lack of understanding of the science. I think my true belief, and I've mentioned this to you before, is a lot of the myths in these storybooks that we've been given over the years where they say, oh, that's just fairyland. I don't think it is. And as the more we dig, the more we're finding. And I'm telling you, half of the stuff that I would present to you, even over the last year, Mel, if I wasn't, my eyes weren't open, I would have like, oh my God, these people are nutcakes.
No.
And so if I would have done this a year ago, and let's say you and I had a show, now we've been driven only because of the truth and our eyes were opened, right? But what's interesting is if I would have done this, they would have never listened to you and I again.
Oh yeah, half my audience is going to be like, what are these people talking about? No, all I say is go do your own research, not on Google. Right. It does appear DuckDuckGo has also been somewhat compromised. I don't know for sure.
Very compromised.
Things have disappeared on there too. I don't know if it's them or it's the internet overlords, but there is another internet coming. And also when Truth Social comes out, these people better watch out, because the truth is no longer going to be hidden. And I'm looking forward to February for that, because I hope that whatever is happening, you and I are both convinced there's going to be some kind of major worldwide false flag that at least Truth Social, God willing, will be up and running so that the truth can be out there at the same time as the false MSM overlorded fake media propaganda is trying to twist the narrative, that at least there'll be the brave people out there telling the truth. But we're seeing that come in real time. And look, the more, I don't know what's going on, white hat, black hat, but every day, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, they're banning and banning more people who are telling the truth, obviously telling the truth. So people are waking up to that too. So I'm proud of us in that we go out there and do this. I'm such a fan of you, you know, you're my favorite guest, but also you're my friend. And and it's been quite a journey, but I think that this is all stuff that's out there. You don't say anything. You have a life and a good reputation that you're not willing to throw away. So everything you're saying, you document. And I love that. And people can go look at anything you're bringing up. And like I said, in 2022, we're going to have the MLKShow.tv, and we'll have a whole Michael, all of Michael's stuff will be in there.
Michael segment.
Yeah, it'll be. But people can go back. There's many, many shows that you've done that have not only explained everything that's happening in real time, but certainly are now more informative a year later than they were when you first brought it out. So again, thank you so much. We'll go in for part three. And I hope people stuck with us, and we'll go back and look up things that he brought up. Project Bluebeam, what happened in Montauk, the guy who wrote about the earthquakes, and the guy whose kids disappeared. Just go back through the segment, write down the notes, the thing from the FBI he put up, and do it yourself. And then when you get this information, don't be scared to share it, because, you know, we have to all be in this on the front lines. God might have won this battle, but we need to win the war, and the war is on Earth. So thank you so much, Michael, and I will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
All right, one more, guys.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Rob.
It.